Unit 1. Smart City, Smart Life.
智慧城市，智慧生活。
Lesson 1. Digital Age.
数字时代。
2. Reading. Santa Statistics. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Have you ever thought about how much work Santa Claus and his reindeers do every Christmas Eve?There are 2 billion children under the age of 18 in the world. But since Santa doesn't handle most non-Christian children, the workload is reduced to about 15% of the total. Let's say there are 3.5 children per household, and that's 91.8 million homes. One presumes there is at least one good kid in each.Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, thanks to the different time zones and the rotation of the Earth, assuming he travels east to west. That's 822.6 visits per second. For each household, Santa has 1/1000th of a second to park the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, put presents under the tree, eat some snacks, get back up the chimney, hop in the sleigh, and move on. Assuming each of these 91.8 million stops is evenly distributed around the Earth, we are now talking about 0.78 miles per household.A total trip of 75.5 million miles. This means Santa's sleigh moves at 650 miles per second, or 3,000 times the speed of sound. A reindeer, by the way, can run 15 miles per hour. Assuming each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set which weighs 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying 321,300 tons, not counting overweight Santa. A reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even granting flying reindeers could pull 10 times the normal amount, Santa would need 214,200 reindeers.This increases the payload, not counting the sleigh, to 353,430 tons. The internet originator's conclusion to the above. If Santa ever did deliver presents on Christmas Eve, he's too exhausted to still be doing it by now.
3. Listening. Mars Experience School Bus.
Listen to the passage about Mars Experience School Bus.Then fill in the blanks.
A group of school children in Washington, D.C. thought they were taking an ordinary school bus ride recently. But, much to their surprise, they suddenly had the chance to travel to Mars on their school bus. Actually, it is the Mars Experience school bus designed by an American company. The windows of the school bus...use the state-of-the-art virtual reality, VR, technology. Briefly, VR is an artificial environment created by software. It allows users to interact in the real or imagined world as if they were just there. In other words, the windows of the school bus have been turned into special screens on which the school children will be able to view 200 square miles of Mars surface,as if they were just traveling around there. In addition to the Mars Experience school bus, the company also has a Hello Mars app, which helps students find Mars' position at night and receive real-time weather of it. 4. Listening, buying a smartphone. Listen to the conversation. Choose the best answer to each question.
Hello, what can I do for you?
There is something wrong with my MP3 player. I want to change it for a new one. Could you give me some advice?
Why don't you buy a smartphone? You can use it as an MP3 player and surf the internet in a Wi-Fi environment.
Really? This one looks so cool.
Yes, this is the latest model. It can play music as well as movies.
How is the sound quality?
Have a listen.
Superb! And its design looks fashionable. How about other functions?
You can also take pictures and record videos. Besides, it has GPS installed, and its memory capacity is 64G.
It sounds great.
Moreover, it is smaller than other phones, easier to carry.
How much is it?
The original price is $500, but this is a promotion week. If you buy it today, you'll be given 10% off. Besides, you can get another 64G memory card for free.
Great. I will buy it. Lesson 2. Big Data.
大数据
2. Reading. Working with data. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Good with numbers, fascinated by data, the sound you hear is opportunity knocking. Mojo was snapped up by IBM last summer as a fresh new Yale MBA to join the technology company's fast-growing ranks of data consultants. They help businesses make sense of an explosion of data, web traffic and social network comments, as well as software that monitors shipments, suppliers, and customers to guide decisions, reduce costs, and lift sales. I've always had a love of numbers, says Ms. Zhou, whose job as a data analyst suits her skills. To use the data flood, America will need many more like her. A report last year by the McKinsey Global Institute projected that the United States needs 140,000 to 190,000 more workers with deep analytical expertise and 1.5 million more data literate managers, whether retrained or hired. The impact of data abundance extends well beyond business. Justin Grimmer, for example, is one of the new type of political scientists. A 28-year-old assistant professor at Stanford, he combined math with political science in his studies, seeing an opportunity because the discipline is becoming increasingly data-intensive. His research involves the computer-automated analysis of blog postings, important speeches, and press releases and news articles, looking for insights into how political ideas spread. The story is similar in fields as varied as science and sports, advertising and public health, a drift towards data-driven discovery and decision-making. It's a revolution, says Gary King, director of Harvard's Institute of Quantitative Social Science. We're really just getting underway. But the march of quantification, made possible by many new sources of data, will sweep through academia, business, and government. There is no area that is going to be untouched.
4. Listening. What are you busy with? Listen to a conversation about working on big data. Choose the best answer to each question.
Hi, John. What are you busy with?
I'm analyzing this data. I've been working on it for quite a while.
So much data. Is this what people call big data these days?
To some degree, but not exactly. Big data refers to the collection of data sets which are more complex and much more difficult to process and analyze compared to traditional ones.
What kind of data can it be?
It can be related to everything in our life. Health, weather, traffic, work, and so on. Nowadays, with the fast development of industry, transportation, and communication, people are more and more connected with each other. As a result, database systems are also getting bigger and more complicated.
I get it.